It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Happy Thursday to you. I might be in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City. I hope you've had a tremendous Thursday. If not, it sucks. It's awful for you. I'll do my best to try to make it better. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every single weekday. It's 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. I don't know where it is where you live. Look it up. You can tune in on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, ask the speaker. Talk to the machine. Talk to the robot that one day will take your life over. Talk to it. And ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Boom. We pop right on up. It is Thursday. It's October. There's a few things that that means. There's Thursday night football. And this is not an exciting game. Do not get excited. Do not jump out your car. Do not run around your house. There's no reason. The Denver Broncos are in New Orleans taking on the busted up Saints. Saints are hurt, quarterback hurt, two wide receivers are hurt. It's just sad. But Sean Payton is going to be back. You got to sell tickets. They're going to put Drew Brees in the Ring of Honor. At least Drew Brees, he can freely politic around the building. He's not going to have to watch the game. Nobody wants to. I don't want to watch the game. I'm just going to have it on here in the studio because, hey, it's my job to know what the hell is going on. And Sean Payton is returning. Whoop-de-freaking-do. Meanwhile, because it still is October, what is this thing called? The Fall Classic. And, oh, that's not good for the Yankees. The Guardians just went up 2-1. Kyle Manzardo hits a 2-run home run. The Guardians now lead the Yankees in this third game of the ALCS. The Yankees are trying to go up 3-0. The Yankees lead the series 2-0. The Guardians have a 2-1 lead here in the third inning. Later on, how about this? In about 2 hours, the New York Mets have an opportunity to tie up their series against the Dodgers because the Dodgers whooped that ass last night, 8-0. Let's see what Jose Quintana can go ahead and do for the New York Mets while Yamamoto will be on the mound for the Dodgers. So, yeah, we'll keep you up to date with the football game, the terrible football game, the two baseball games as the afternoon and evening goes on. And then we even have a guest who's going to join us. Chip Towers is going to join us from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It's literally right across the street from me. And we're going to have a chat about these Bulldogs and what they're capable of and what they might look like, especially as they get ready to go up against Texas. We had a big-time head coach in college basketball decide to walk away, and he's not an old man. Tony Bennett decided to quit as head coach of Virginia, like right before the season starts. We'll find out tomorrow in the morning time what the deal is. Justin Fields is acknowledging that, hey, look, Russell Wilson gets the job. There wouldn't be no competition if I played better. And then speaking of getting a job, Kawhi Leonard will continue to get paid for not playing basketball because he is out indefinitely. What else is new? It's just a hurt man. Just what it is. Look, if you want to be a part of the show, like Chip Towers or Ron Hickey or Rich Ackerman or whoever the hell it is, you can call up. The phone number here is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I'm everywhere hanging out with all the people on the internet. If you want to call them people, I am at JR Sport Brief. But right now I'm talking to Ryan Hickey. Ryan, how the hell are you?
I am good, JR. Doing good on this Thursday.
You sure about that? Are you telling lies?
No. Why'd I lie to you?
I don't know. We're sandwiched in between a Met loss and another Met game. I don't know.
Oh, I thought for a second you were going to say another Mets loss. I am nervous, I will say. I am very nervous, shut out twice in three games, but I am optimistic. This team, every time they're knocked down, they bounce back up. No reason to think that won't happen again. Let's go, JR. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
Okay. Let me ask you something. Now, calm down. Here's a solution, and maybe my solution is wrong. This is not the first time I've suggested this. Well, not for this particular guy. Why don't they just hit Shohei Ohtani? Why don't they just hit him? He's going to steal a base. They're afraid of that.
Well, that definitely. The Mets can't throw anybody out, so that's for sure. I mean, I don't want to talk crazy here, but I'm going to talk crazy here. He hit a bomb of a home run, right, the other day or yesterday?
A bomb? I've never seen a ball hit that far. It like went up and wrapped around the foul pole to try to go out the stadium. Impossible, but he tried.
It was one of the longer home runs I've seen, for sure. I am really not that scared of him this series.
Wow. Why? Because if there's nobody on base, he sucks?
Yes.
Okay. All right. This is
like,
it's an interesting stat. So let me inform the people about Shohei Ohtani. And by the way, he has more of a personality than I ever thought. I used to think he was a robot. I still think he's a robot, but he did like a Dragon Ball Z celebration last night. And I said, I guess he would know Dragon Ball Z, but maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, with the bases empty, he is 0-22. With somebody on base, he's 7-9 with 2 home runs, 8 RBIs, and that's what he did last night. He had a 2-run bomb at the end of the game. He's a baseball freak. Hickey, what were you saying?
He is an absolute freak, but here's a hot take for you.
Go for it.
Get out the guys 7-9, the worst 3 hitters in the lineup. Get them out. You don't have to worry about Ohtani. You don't have to hit them then. Just strike them out. The Mets can't afford to put base runners on. That's all you got. It's simple. How about that? That's a crazy take. Get out the worst hitters, and that should lead you to getting out the best hitter in baseball. How about that?
You're right. Well, he's not performing like the best hitter in baseball right now. He's been, I think his batting average is no higher than maybe in the 220s right now. But if he's going to start getting hot, it's going to be a problem. Could you imagine if he just like leads the game off with a home run? I know you don't want to imagine it, but could you imagine if he did?
I mean, the way I'm talking about him right now, aren't I begging for that to happen?
Oh, I'm the one talking about it. I am. I put it in the atmosphere. I think it'd be cool if he hit a home run to open up the game. I'm just saying.
I would definitely not say cool.
I'm sorry. My apology. Let's listen to Francisco Lindor. He is cool, but he understands that if they lose today, if they go down tonight, they're a 3-1 deficit. They are cooked. Francisco Lindor says, we got to get it together. Stop leaving guys on base.
They executed their pitches. We have people on base, and we didn't. You didn't execute. I didn't execute. That's what it comes down to. You know, we got to execute when we have people in scoring position.
Yeah, you can't leave guys in scoring position. But they are taking on Yamamoto, who so far in the postseason, he's had a good game and a bad game against the Padres. So you don't know what the hell you're getting out of this guy that the Dodgers decided to bring to Japan, even though he never pitched a Major League Baseball game, give him a 12-year contract, $300-plus million. You don't know what the hell you're getting. A 5-plus ERA here in the postseason. He's going to be good or he's going to be bad. We have no idea. None. I mean, even last night, Walker Buehler was on the mound for the Dodgers. Walker Buehler. This man gave up like 6 runs in the last game, and last night he goes 4 innings and doesn't give up anything. Everybody was a little confused. Walker Buehler said, I'm glad I was able to help out the team and not be ass. This is what he told Fox.
It's been a long road. It's been a hard year for me, and the past couple of years are hard in different ways, but being back and not being successful sucks, and I think I've kind of looked at this playoffs or the end of the year. For me, it was trying to make the playoff roster first, and now it's trying to win a big game in New York. And when the stakes are that big, I think for me that it makes everything else feel really small, and whatever failures I had during the year are kind of gone. And even the San Diego game, giving up 6 earned sucks, but getting the next 3 innings kind of clean, I think was a big momentum thing for me. And these are the games that I'm here to pitch.
Oh, good for him. Good for him. Nobody wants to be awful all the time. Sometimes, yes, and then you get over it. And you know you're bad when your coach, your manager comes through and just tells you that I'm proud of you. And, you know, listen to Dave Roberts talk about Walker Buehler. This is almost like a dad talking about his kid who's been a failure. Listen to this.
It's easy to be a to ride when the wind's at your back. That has been when he's going and riding really well. But, you know, when there's some adversity, you get kicked in the teeth and you lose confidence to then reset to come back and still stick it out That's something for me that I don't think he's ever had to do outside of having a surgery. So that's something for me that speaks to his character. And, you know, you look at kind of in June or July, you know, I don't think anyone could have seen him in this position right now. So it's a credit to Walker.
Yeah. It's like the kid, he stinks in school all year and then he passes his final exam. Congratulations, Walker Buehler. Meanwhile, in Cleveland, Ohio right now, we got some news on Cleveland, Ohio, too, later on in the show. The Browns are moving into a dome. Okay. All right. We'll talk about that later. Everybody wants to get a Final Four. Everybody wants to get a Super. Hickey, they're not going to have no Super Bowl in Cleveland, right? 20 years from now, no Super Bowl in Cleveland?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I know it doesn't get as cold as Minnesota, but it does feel like that Minnesota Super Bowl a few years ago really kind of ruined it for a lot of Northeast, Midwest cities.
Cleveland gets cold enough, okay? They can have some Final Four games there, but come on now. They're gonna move the Browns so the fans could suffer in comfort instead of being outside. It's so considerate. Anyway, these outdoor fans in Cleveland right now, the Guardians still have a 2-1 lead here against the New York Yankees. They're trying to figure out whether Ramirez stole a base or was tagged, which means that they'll use replay for the next 20 minutes to go ahead and try to figure things out. What a day. What a day. New York Mets will be in action in about 2 hours from now. The New York Yankees are in action right now. Oh, man. In about 2 hours from now as well. Thursday night football. The Broncos are going to take on the Saints. We get a chance to see Bo Nix, rookie quarterback, versus Spencer Rattler, rookie quarterback. Sean Payton returns to New Orleans, the all-time winningest head coach in Saints history. Drew Brees goes into the Saints Ring of Honor, Hall of Fame, whatever the hell they call it down there, Ring of Gumbo. But the fact is, everything that I just told you, the game is going to suck. Unless it's just two ugly, bad teams with rookie quarterbacks who end up playing a close, sloppy game, an entertaining one, because nobody's good. It's like you can watch a boxing match, two skilled boxers, right? Put on a clinic. I don't know. Let's go back in time. Put Roy Jones Jr. in the ring against, I don't know, and Antonio Tarver or something like that. You get a skilled boxing match. It's skilled. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to watch. Entertaining, too. And then you could be on Bourbon Street watching two drunks fight. That could also be entertaining. Tonight's football game is going to be closer to two drunks fighting than a sweet science. Let's just put it that way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm no fighting drunk. You can call me up. I'm 855. I'm at 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, you know what? Let's hear from the two football teams. Let's hear from the guys that represent the fighting drunks, because this game is not going to be pretty. We'll talk more Broncos and Saints on the other side of the break. Kirk Cousins, he's no drunk, but he plays here in Atlanta, and now he's been indoctrinated into Atlanta culture. We're going to get into Justin Fields, letting everybody know that he didn't win the job, and so now he has to probably give it up. Chip Towers is going to join us to talk some Georgia Bulldogs. We'll talk about Ryan Day. We're going to get into Tony Bennett. No, not the singer, the one who just quit coaching. We got a lot to do. Congratulations. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Opened up the show a few minutes ago, filling you in on everything going on in the baseball world. New York Mets are trying to stay out of a 3-1 deficit against the Dodgers. They'll get going in about 2 hours from now. And right now, the Cleveland Guardians lead the New York Yankees 2-1 here in the top of the fourth in Cleveland. And that's not all we got tonight. I told you we have Thursday night football. Tonight, we all have the pleasure or the pain of watching the Denver Broncos in New Orleans against the Saints. And you know, the Saints, I got to tell you, going to the Superdome, I don't care how bad the Saints are, even if they're losing, that's a great place to watch a game. Of course, if they're winning, it's so much fun. The energy there, the sounds, the music, the taste, the food, the people. Love Louisiana. love New Orleans. Absolutely love it. So even though it's going to be a bad game, two rookie quarterbacks, you got Bo Nix, you got Spencer Rattler. Ironically, in the funniest of ways, Bo Nix was taken 12th overall in the draft this year by the Denver Broncos. Spencer Rattler, who's supposed to be the next coming since this guy was in high school, he was the next quarterback taken in the draft at like spot 150. Come on now. 12 to 150, there wasn't another QB selected. All the good QBs were taken early on in the draft. Drew Brees is going into their Hall of Fame, their version of it. Sean Payton is returning. And, yeah, they're the bright spots because everything else to look forward to in the game, not all that good. And as I look at, what is this, X or Twitter right now, shout-outs to the Casio Kid. Hickey, this is to both of us. He says, since the NFL game is a joke tonight, what's the last stand-up comedy show you attended? I don't know. Hickey, do you know? Do you see anybody worth it?
Yes. I went a few weeks ago. I saw Sebastian Maniscalco.
Was he at Madison Square Garden?
He was. He was very funny.
Wow. He sold that place out?
Sold it out like five nights in a row.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Damn. Yeah, one of my buddies keeps saying he wants to see that guy. It was worth it, huh?
It was. He was very funny. You should definitely go.
Okay. Does he come to Atlanta?
Definitely. He's on one of those tours. Come on. Atlanta's definitely one of the places, without a doubt.
I don't know.
Why would he skip over?
He comes to... I don't know. Well, if he comes to State Farm, I'll go see him, maybe. What the hell show is this? 90 Day Fiancé? Sorry, Hickey. I was distracted. I'm watching baseball. They got commercials on a baseball. 90 Day Fiancé?
You intrigued?
No, I'm not intrigued. I'm going to guess just by the... just by the title of the show, 90 Day Fiancé, what do? Slap two idiots together and see if they could last in love? Do they force them to get married? Is that legal? Like, do they see if they are compatible? What are you doing in 90 days?
Well, I think you're seeing if you're compatible. And then I think after 90 days, either you propose and you're the fiancé or you move on. I mean, I've never seen the show, but I'm assuming just from the title, that's how it works. So,
Do I get money for being married? They got to pay me more money to get married, right?
Good question. I mean, that feels like it does kind of force you into one decision or not, does it not?
I'm going to look it up. Yeah. If I got... Wait a minute. I'm doing too much mental math in my head right now. Bear with me. If I got married and I got paid to be married, is that like being... like having a sugar mama? Is that what that is?
Maybe initially... I also don't think the payments outside of the last day of the show will come in. So if you want to look at it from that perspective,
no,
I don't think you'll be getting perpetuity. I guess is maybe the best way to put it.
All right. Well, I don't know.
So
anyway,
changes your opinion.
No.
Would you go on the show?
Would I go on 90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah.
I need to do some more research now.
Okay. So it's not a no.
What?
It's what I heard.
No, I need to do research. Okay. I was telling somebody yesterday, I've been asked to be on these shows before.
Oh, you have? People have approached you. Wow.
Yeah, here in Georgia, they do these stupid things all the time. Have you seen that pop the balloon crap before?
No, what's that?
Good. No, it's terrible. Oh. It's a good thing you don't know what
it is. But you could have been on it, is what you're saying.
No, I couldn't. No, but my point is they film so many of these dating shows all over. Years ago, when I moved here, they were like, hey, you know, Will Packer, movie guy's doing a TV show about dating. Hey, you're new to the city. Why don't you be on the show? No, not my thing. Could you imagine moving to a city and the first thing that you do is get on a dating show for the world to make fun of you? Who does that?
That would be tough. I mean, yeah, you're probably right.
You make money for that. That's dating. I'm talking about being married. Pay me after. Rather that. No. But here's this awful premise of popping a balloon, Hickey. There's like a man. Choose your character. You want to choose a man or a woman. Your scenario. Go for it.
I'll be a man in this situation.
Okay, you'll be a man. Imagine you, Hickey, walk into a room full of, I don't know, seven women. And these women have balloons in their hands. And these women, I think, are supposed to... I don't know how this works. It's garbage. You have to choose the woman, but the woman also chooses you by process of elimination. And so they have balloons. And if they're not interested, they pop the balloon. So they basically spit in your face, basically, and say, don't even bother talking to me.
Damn.
Does that make sense?
It does. I like the both sides of the street there. It does. It adds intrigue.
Imagine walking into the room and three people automatically pop the balloon.
Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, let you know that they're not interested. Yeah.
Damn, I'm that ugly, huh?
Yeah, basically. And then you got to ask questions down the line. So what are you into? And you might say, hey, I like fishing. And somebody else may pop the balloon. And yeah. Yeah. Interesting show. Look it up, Hickey. Look it up.
It doesn't sound awful, I will say.
You could be on it. The people who started the show, they have representation at CAA right now. Yeah.
I'll just stick to watching. I have no confidence anyway, but that would just be really crushed.
Everything that we just discussed will be better than watching the Broncos and the Saints tonight. True. There you have it. Anyway, Sean Payton is returning home. 15 years as Saints head coach. 152 wins with the Saints. You better thank Drew Brees. 9 playoff appearances. Thank Drew Brees. And 1 Super Bowl. Thank Drew Brees. Sean Payton is back. Still has a house out in Louisiana. I don't know if they want him back. He's such an angry you-know-what. You would say for someone who's lived and spent time in New Orleans, he'd be happy, but he's not. He's miserable. Sean Payton, he says, yeah, I'm going back home, and I don't know if the people are going to boo me or cheer me, whatever. He says, I'm just focusing on winning this damn game.
But the focus for us, though, in our team, and I told him this morning, is look, we're in the business of collecting wins, and this is the next one, you know, we have to get in the preparation and all of it. And so, you know, years later, we'll be able to look back on them.
Whatever. He's just a miserable human being. I'm surprised out of the blue he just didn't take time to just diss Russell Wilson for no reason whatsoever. And this is a real tough game for the Saints. Not only is Derek Carr still out with the oblique issue, we learned that Rashid Shaheed, one of their best wide receivers, is going to be out for the season with a meniscus injury, a meniscus tear, had surgery today. Chris Olave, their other best wide receiver, you will not see him tonight because this man is running around in concussion protocol. He had 1,100 yards receiving last year to go along with 5 touchdowns. And so you got a Spencer Rattler, who just this last week, they lost to Tampa Bay, were blown out 51-27. He threw for 243 yards, a touchdown, had 2 interceptions, and was sacked 5 times. What the hell is he going to do out there with 2 of the top wide receivers going, and he's a rookie? Oh, yeah, by the way, this Denver Broncos defense, forget Bo Nix for a second, this defense is damn good. They got 22 sacks so far this entire season. That's the second most in the entire NFL. And Dennis Allen, who, by the way, used to work for this angry you-know-what Sean Payton, Dennis Allen said, man, that Broncos defense, they may whoop my quarterback.
Well, they play hard. They play fast. You know, they got pretty good little pressure package that they like to utilize. You know, I think their secondary covers well in the back end. You know, they generally take the ball away pretty good, and they get after the passer pretty well. So they do a lot of things really good. I've been impressed with what I've seen out of them.
Yeah, Spencer Rattler, he better run for his life. He got used to a lot of that as he had to go play for the Gamecocks. So he's used to running around. And Sean Payton is used to looking at him because, yeah, he got drafted 150. That was his draft spot and slot. Sean Payton did a lot of work, did a lot of homework. Because when he's not being angry, he's studying the players. Sean Payton is like, yeah, Spencer Rattler, oh, he was good coming out of college.
There's a calmness when he plays, you know, and he too has been through, you know, the adversity early on, you know, coming out of high school to Oklahoma and then transferring. But there is a confidence when he's on the field, and you see that in preseason and last week. You know, it's not too big for him, and he's got a live arm. We were really impressed.
Let's see what he does tonight. Let me tell you something. I expect the Broncos to win the game. Then yeah, maybe the Saints have an extra battery in their back. I just, it's tough. how are these Saints going to score points unless the Broncos just take them for granted? They go top quarterback gone, top two wide receivers gone. What we got to do is worry about Kamara and somebody else loses their mind. I'm going to pick the Broncos to win on the road. Maybe the Saints feel inspired. Maybe the Broncos are falling asleep at the wheel. This is still just in an awful way. The Saints gave up 51 points to Tampa. Broncos defense is pretty damn good. They may have Spencer Rattler running for his life. Think about this. The other quarterback, Derek Carr, is already out with an oblique injury. This is going to be tough. This is going to be an ugly one. Stick around. Hickey, are they going to broadcast a halftime show with Breeze? Probably not, right? No.
Probably not, but it'd be a good idea. I hope so.
No, it's the NFL. We have to. What? This is Amazon?
This is Amazon, yes, sir.
Yeah, they're going to talk about how bad the game is, which rookie is throwing interceptions. This is going to be a crap show. It is. And you know what? I haven't answered this guy's question. The Casio guy who messaged us, a Casio kid. I can't remember the last comedy show I went to. I can't. I don't remember.
What about Watched? Have you watched a special at all recently?
Oh, man. I don't know. Did Chris Rock do something? No, right? Did he? Last year?
Maybe last year. I don't know about like recently.
Nah, I don't know. Comedy show. No. I saw a comedy show at the arena here. I couldn't understand a word these people were saying. Like they pay for cheap microphones. I don't know, man.
That's problematic.
I was like, I'm never going to go see a comedy show in a place that holds 20,000 people ever again. Never. Was the sound good at, what's this guy? Man of who?
Man of what? Maniscalco. Yeah, the sound was great.
I was going to say Manischewitz, but that's the crackers, right?
Yes, you know it. Wine act tells us the wine.
Manischewitz is the wine?
Correct, sir.
It's the crackers or the wine?
I think they have crackers too, but it's, you know, they're known for their wine more than anything.
Okay. Else. Is the wine good?
I don't know. I don't drink.
Oh. It's for communion, right? Manischewitz?
No, it's usually, well, I mean, I guess you could use it for that, but it's more associated with Jewish people and festive occasions such as
right.
the holidays and things like that. It's okay. Kosher.
I'm pretty sure
it's kosher.
Yeah, Manischewitz, yeah.
They may have some unkosher that they, but I didn't know.
I like both.
If they do, I don't know of it.
Is it wrong for me to like kosher or not? Is that bad?
No, you're fine.
Okay, I'm just making, I don't want to say the wrong thing on the radio.
No, you're okay there.
Okay. You know? Yeah, I got no problem.
I mean, if you were a religious Jew, then that would be an issue. But, you know, you're not Jewish, so you can go kosher and unkosher. That's fine.
If I was a religious Jewish person, then I'd have to be kosher, but not me. I can do whatever I want.
Exactly.
Thank you. So Rich Ackerman told me I could do it, so now I'm good. Hey, who's the last comedian that you saw? Do you remember?
I saw Jerry Seinfeld live several years ago.
What? Where was he?
It was at the Beacon Theater, which I'm not sure how many that holds. I mean, it's nice. It's probably a couple of thousand on the smaller side.
The Beacon, was the floor still sticky? they haven't cleaned the floors of the Beacon Theater in like 30 years.
I had an aisle seat, believe it or not, luckily, and so I didn't really have to go in. I think only my left foot touched the floor. My right was on the aisle carpet, you know?
Last time I touched that floor, I couldn't get off of it, man. I was stuck. It took three people to help me get off that floor. And good stuff. Well, thank you so much, Ack. I appreciate you.
I'm here for you.
Oh, thank you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm proud to be kosher and not kosher. Yeah, I learned that today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Who you be with? What numbers to dial? If I rap anymore, they're going to make me pay for it. I don't got money to pay Biggie Smalls' estate. I'm stopping. I'm finished. I'm done. It's over. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I know somebody who does have money to pay Biggie Smalls' estate. He's here in Atlanta. And I know last break we talked to you about how bad the Broncos and the Saints are going to be tonight. This is what Amazon is paying for. Amazon has so much money. It could pay a few billion dollars to broadcast crap and not care. It's like being so wealthy, You go buy food at a restaurant and you don't care the food is bad. You just go to another one. Not me. I'm spending my money. I need to know the food is going to taste good. Amazon got the money. They do not care. They don't. Let's quickly talk about another team in the NFC South. Let's talk about a rival to the Saints. Around here in Atlanta, they call them the Aints. People call them swamp people. I'm like, what? Why? Leave them alone. Nice people. Love them. Love New Orleans like I love Atlanta. Can't run around the city saying that. Football rivalry. I don't care about no football rivalry. Kirk Cousins is, I don't know. He's been in Atlanta a few months now. I don't want to say he's been swallowed whole by the city, but he's going viral like once a week. This man is asking about swag surfing. They do that in the club if you don't know what it is. And they do it in a football stadium, too. This guy is reciting lyrics from drug dealers. I don't know if he knows that he's doing that. It's just Kirk Cousins is, well, I guess you can do this when you're on a 3-game winning streak. I guess you can do this when people now love you. And thank God for Kirk Cousins' sake, nobody is asking for his backup. That was certainly a thought. That was certainly a concern when his backup got drafted. Here's the deal. Kirk Cousins, people are making fun of him, saying he's going full on Atlanta. Next Sunday, they host Seattle. Not the Seahawks up next. This is a team that's 3-3. Just last week, they beat the snot out of the Panthers, 38-20. If you didn't miss it, good. Congratulations. If you missed it, good. Either way, who cares? It's the Panthers. And so heading into that game, Kirk Cousins, whether he knew it or not, recited like a drug dealer's line and talking about going onto the road and taking things over. This is a reference to like a drug dealer's house. Kirk Cousins, people are saying he's unhinged. This went viral earlier today, but he said it last week. Listen to this.
My teammate used to say, walk into your trap, take over your trap, was the line he would say. And so that's kind of what it is. You go into someone else's stadium and you try to assert yourself. That's what everybody's trying to do when they go on the road. It's hard to do, but that's certainly the goal.
Hickey, that's about going into a drug dealer's house and stealing their drugs and their money and leaving.
I'm going to say the guy that wears Walmart or Kmart shirts does not know that. Kohl's. I'm sorry. I disrespect Kohl's. Oh. I kind of forgot the Kohl's cash. Yeah, I don't think he knows that.
Kirk Cousins didn't know that he was reciting drug dealer lines?
Probably not. I would love to see his reaction, though, when he found out the true origin of that.
You think somebody... So, Kirk, come here. Going into somebody's trap means that you're... It's like being Omar from The Wire. Like, you are going into a drug dealer's place of... Is it a place of work? Is it a place of employment, Hickey? What is that?
Technically, yeah, right? People are working.
Yeah, people, they cooking, they doing
a lot of things. Should not be doing, but they're working all right.
They're working, they are. Yeah, somebody. So you think Kirk Cousins seen a wire before?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Probably not. Well, that's one way to look at an NFL road game. Go into the trap and take their trap. Okay, Kirk Cousins. And just a few weeks ago, Kirk Cousins was talking about learning about the swag surf. He even swag surfed off the field. Listen to this man.
I was taught this week by Taylor Rooks with Amazon. Yeah, did a sit down with her, and she's from Atlanta, and she taught me how to do it. But the key is when the beat drops. You know, it kind of initially just kind of gets going, gets everybody in the stadium aware of it. But when the beat drops, that's when it really gets going. And I don't know, it's good energy. There's a lot of good songs they play throughout the game, good environment. But that one does it for me.
We got to take Kirk Cousins to Blue Flame Lounge. That's what I'm going to do. Hickey, one of our biggest DJs here in Atlanta, in the South. He's right down the hallway from me. His name is Greg Street. And I need to get Greg Street with Kirk Cousins so he can take him to the Blue Flame Lounge.
Would he fit in there, you think?
Kirk?
Yeah.
He'd fit in. I don't know if he would feel comfortable, but he'd fit in.
He's got the moves now.
I don't know if he has.
No?
You don't swag surf at the blue flame.
Oh.
No, you don't swag surf.
What do you do there then?
You throw money.
Kirk Cousins. Oh, my apologies. I'm not familiar with the Atlanta scene. I see.
Kirk Cousins has a. If Kirk Cousins walked into the Blue Flame Lounge, people would Google him and they would go, "Oh, I'm gonna go dance with that guy." Yeah, I'm gonna go dance with him.
I could see him going into that place with blinders on, like literally.
You can't.
No.
It's not gonna help.
Well,
no.
I guess you're right.
No, you can everything that's inside. You can see it from the outside. Let's put it that way.
Oh, interesting.
Blinders are not going to help Kirk Cousins at Blue Flame. But I'll tell you this: I'm so thrilled that things are actually working out for Kirk Cousins here in Atlanta, because the way the season started, and then forget the way the season even started. From the minute they signed Kirk Cousins, it was like, okay, yeah, great, we got Kirk. And then the draft comes along, and they shock the living hell out of everybody by drafting Michael Penix Jr. And it's just like the minute that the Falcons stink, and of course the Falcons are bound to stink, people are going to be screaming for the guy. And so the offense to start the year has been anemic. Now they're kind of getting things kind of rolled up. They have Seattle next. That'll be a lot of fun. And Seattle stinks against the run. And so maybe, I don't know, Robinson, Algier, they can kind of go crazy out there. And Seattle's on a 3-game losing streak, and they have to come play here in Atlanta. They may lose 4 in a row. Either that or Geno just decides to light them up. You never know. But I'm happy for Kirk Cousins. He's a good dude, and everybody loves him. The city loves him because he appreciates the city. And that's one thing people love here. You're going to come, enjoy it, have fun, and you're calling this guy Kirko. It's like, come on, now what are we doing? Kirko Bangs was a one-hit wonder rapper from like 15 years ago. So I guess Kirk Cousins can use his name because nobody knows where the other guy is. Anyway, somebody else who loves Kirk Cousins, it's his teammate, Drake London, the bully wide receiver. He says, I love this guy. He's dancing. He's having fun. This is what Drake London told Kate Adams on Up and Adams.
Hey, yeah, you see the swag? You see it? I love it, though. I love that he's immersing himself into the culture and that he's just embracing it. And I just hope that he keeps on swag serving for the rest of the year, because that means we're winning.
Yeah, can we see that again? You're saying you see the swag, you see it. I don't actually see it. Where do you see it? Where is the swag?
Do you see the hand movements? I haven't seen a swag surf like that before in my life, so he's got his own list to it.
That's good. And then, Hickey, I know you hate the flag. They use the flags when they do it in the stadium. They're using flags.
Is that why they give out the flags, just for the swag surfing?
I think that's, well, part of it. That area of the stadium is called the Bird's Nest.
Hmm.
And so that's the area where the fans are just, there's a DJ. Hey, my friend Big Tigger DJs over there. And so he DJs, and he gets the people going, and you know, that's where they get the game going and all this stuff. And every stadium has the crazy fan section. That's them. So that's where Kirk Cousins, he goes over and he's swag surfing. So they love it.
All right. Listen, good for them. Kirk has his own style. And like Drake said, they keep swag surfing. Good things are happening for the Falcons.
Drake said what?
They keep on swag surfing. Sorry, Drake London. Not Drake the rapper.
Oh, yeah.
My apologies.
I haven't heard from Drake since Kendrick Lamar did that song.
Rightfully so.
Not like us. Oh, my God.
Not like us.
That song was vicious. Called that guy every name in the book and did it in a nice sound. Could you imagine having a record made about you that's insulting you and that was like number one in the country for the whole summer? Could you imagine?
I could not, although I'm sure Drake dried up his tears with $100 bills, so I think he's doing okay.
You think he was in America or Canada? He stayed in Canada, right?
Definitely, yeah.
All summer, stayed in Canada.
All summer, probably all winter, too.
You think Drake is going to disappear for that long?
Well, when's he going to come back?
I don't know.
How can you come back?
I don't know. I think it was great that this man, they were just making records about how much they hate each other. I think it was fun. I think it was cool. And then Drake disappeared, which was extra great because, this guy, what does he do? He's a good musician, but it's just like, okay, all right, we get it, bro. That's enough. He's at every game. He's sitting courtside, just doing weird stuff. And I don't know. They said he unfollowed LeBron James because LeBron James also liked the record. And now we know Drake has no real friends, just other celebrities. Poor guy. Sad Canadian man. Anyway, got lots of money to be alone. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. Speaking of being sad, the Steelers have two quarterbacks. One is sad, and the other one is Russell Wilson. I think Russell Wilson, his energy goes beyond being happy. We're going to talk about the two of them on the other side of the break, because the sad one said, I got reason to be sad. I didn't play well enough. We hear from Justin Fields on the other side of the break. We're going to talk some Georgia Bulldogs with Chip Towers from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.